All right. I didn't know General Hospital was still on the air. Forgive me for that.
I didn't know soap operas were still on the air.
Yeah.
Are they on the actual, conventional television, or is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Like all cable now. I have to admit, I don't really. I've never watched soap operas. I've never.
All My Children was my jam.
I know. That seems to be the case, although I'm learning this morning with the story I'm about to tell you about that General Hospital is still a big favorite with a lot of people. Mm. The actress Kelly Monaco on the show, she played Sam McCall since 2003 on the show, is going to be leaving General Hospital after 21 years. Her final appearance will be this fall. I don't want to give away any spoilers on this, although the soap opera network had no problem saying exactly how she's going to be leaving the show. And that seems like way too much, even though I'm not into it at all. But I'm sure a lot of people are and don't want it spoiled to say what's going to happen. So if you're interested in knowing soap opera network, you know, you can go ahead and spoil your life away if you want over there. I remain the bastion of credibility here by not spoiling the demise of Sam McCall, whoever that is.
Yeah. All right, brotherly love. We've got some brothers in the news, including the Kelsey brothers.
Those brothers. I thought
we have more brothers.
We have more brother stories coming up. But yeah, the Kelsey brothers got a big payday. They're moving their podcast, tremendously popular podcast, over to Amazon's Wondery. They signed an exclusive deal with them yesterday that is reportedly worth $100 million.
Wow!
Which is about what Taylor Swift makes in like one afternoon.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad payday. And no doubt, it is an entertaining podcast, I got to say. These guys have a chemistry and they are fun to listen to and watch, even though much like soap operas, I have no idea what they're talking about with football. But they get into a lot more than that. But anyway, their old podcasts are going to be on this new Wondery with Amazon. But the old episodes will still be on various podcast services and also on YouTube. And then starting today, new episodes for their season 3 begin exclusively on this new service.
Minions of Swifties are willing and ready to help.
Thank you, Walter.
That's our resident Swifty expert on the show. When we have questions about Taylor Swift, Walter is always sitting in the corner making friendship bracelets for everyone.
Did I look for Taylor Swift?
Yes. Oh, that's fun. All right, other brothers, the Gallagher brothers.
The Gallagher brothers with Oasis. Yesterday we told you that they are reuniting. That they are going to be touring again in Ireland and the UK for now. And I don't think they released how much money that they're going to be making, but somebody went and figured it out. It's 14 shows that they're going to be doing, the Gallagher Brothers of Oasis fame. The tour, they say, just these 14 stops will bring in $500 million.
That's disgusting.
Isn't that amazing? $500 million to see these guys. And that each of the brothers are going to take in $65 million apiece on that. You know, a lot of people were saying, because it was a pretty nasty feud that they had,
yeah,
and why they broke up. And some people said it was about the band and creative differences, and others said that it was relationships, personal relationships. And, hey, it'll happen with siblings. That does go on. $65 million goes a long way to healing some of those wounds.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. All right, we have other celebrity news. Matthew McConaughey is has dropped trow.
yeah, well, He actually never put them on in the first place. So I don't know if you can drop trow if you never had trow on in the first place. But yeah, Matthew McConaughey posted a picture on his Instagram account. It's a picture of him and his wife mowing the lawn, and neither of them are wearing pants.
Oh, God.
What's so unusual about that?
It's a cute picture.
It's a cute picture. Something for the kids to cherish through the years. They have a tequila brand. I know you're shocked to hear that celebrities are selling alcohol, but they are among the latest to have a brand of alcohol for sale, which is called Pantalones Organic Tequila. Isn't pantalones? That's pants, right?
Yeah, so they should be wearing pants.
In Espanol? Well, we wouldn't be talking about them right now if they had pants on. So it's an interesting picture with the two old-fashioned lawnmowers, you know, like push lawnmowers like our dad's had.
Yeah, I mean, that's a workout.
Yeah, it is. Well, in our family, it was not so much for my dad, but for all the kids it was. That was our job. And he made sure that we always had pants on when we were cutting the grass. But they're cutting the grass with pantsless, but they're wearing eye protection.
Yeah.
Explain that to me. They have goggles on. They want to protect their eyes. But everything else is okay for the blades out there.
Yeah, well.
All right.
I know. It is a cute picture. And, you know, you're right. We're talking about their tequila.
Yeah. It's, what do you call it, blurred? So you can't really see anything.
But, yeah.
So, but, yeah, he's, did I ever tell you about the time I interviewed him in a blizzard?
No.
He came to town. I was scheduled to interview him. And it was, I forget the name of the movie, but it was something that was set in a trailer, and they set up the interview so we would talk in the trailer. He set up some lawn chairs outside of the trailer, and we chatted, and it was snowing like crazy outside. And we sat there like it was no big deal, you know, just so tell me about your movie, blah, 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 and the snow was coming down like crazy.
That he's a nutball.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I do too. But
like
Armie Hammer is a different kind of. This is a weird story.
Well, Armie Hammer, you know, once on every A-list that there was, really is completely untouchable now. Nobody will hire him to do anything. Because of allegations of sexual abuse, allegations of domestic violence, and weirdest of all, as if that's not bad enough, accused of cannibalism. So, like, nobody will hire the guy. And there's some stories out this morning that he has to sell his SUV because he can't get a job anywhere. Nobody will hire him. And he can't afford to have an SUV anymore. He said, I can't afford the gas. So this was like his beloved, I forget what kind of SUV it was, but it's, you know, something he's had for almost 10 years. You know, guys in their cars, they love their vehicles. That's how he feels about this. And it's a big deal now. He has to sell his SUV because he can't afford the gas because he's been accused of eating people.
Yeah. With a fava bean.
And a nice Chianti.
Yes. That's sick. I shouldn't be laughing about it. All right. We talked about Dolly Parton earlier. Who knew she'd come up again?
Dolly Parton
is awesome.
Is just awesome. Just completely, completely awesome. Dolly Parton. Quietly does great things. And the latest with her is that she has donated children's books to libraries around the country, because budgets are being cut everywhere. Books are being banned in some places. Dolly Parton steps forward and is donating books to libraries all over the country. 200 million books she is donating. So kids, she said that, you know, she never had that luxury when she was growing up. of being able to have the gift of reading, and she wants kids to have that gift. And God bless her. She's just an amazing person in my book.
Yeah, my book too. And what you cooking today?
We are going to be out on the grill at about 9:35 this morning, and I'm doing a shrimp and shrimp corn, sweet corn, and rice on the skillet, like on the flat top. You know, I'm going to do all that. I've got some like special vegetables and stuff that I'm going to puree that's going to become the gravy for this whole thing, the sauce for the whole thing. So it's a nice, light, and healthy, you know, something to do outside for the holiday weekend that's coming up. As always, we invite you to come for the recipes, but stay to see how I injure myself out on the grill. I've already cut my hand a little bit this morning. I was slicing some stuff up this morning, so I've already got a knife injury. But, you know, there's a lot of potential. You know, there's going to be fire back there. Anything could happen.
And a possible Band-Aid or Ace Bandage sponsorship, too.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fantastic.
All right. Thank you so much, Dean.
All right.